The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So finally, the Blitz returns to Nick's place. Damn, this is early. I'm confused. Is it Friday, or is it a what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com,
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. I think that's Aaron back in studio, Michael V keeping us on air out here at Nick's place, where it is great to be once again. And now I'm completely confused because I have no idea what that music was at the top.
That was
of the show.
Thanksgiving song.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear it. That's part of it.
Yeah, we're struggling with sound from the studio down to here.
Yeah.
Which may give us an issue taking calls and things of that nature.
Well, but we'll do the best we can, because if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. I always forget Aaron, so he'll have to give that out later. And then you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, so we'll go ahead and do odds, because even though it's our Friday, and it still feels very weird being on at 2 o'clock. But if you're skipping out early today, getting off a little bit early for your Thanksgiving, come on by Nick's place. Obviously, Ray Ray already has, and Hot Tracy.
I feel like Ray Ray's been here for a while or something, yeah.
He's been doing something for a while.
He's charged up.
Yeah. I think I'm guessing he took a shot for every minute he was stuck in traffic. Just a guess. But anyway, come on out. We'll be here till 5:30 today, and then we've got UT basketball, and then we're gone until Monday. So a lot of the things that we usually do on Fridays, we will do our best to sneak in today. But love coming to Nick's place. This is one of my all-time favorite places, as longtime listeners of the Blitz know. I used to live right across the street and stumble home every time I came here. So it's always good to get back.
I can't believe you never got hit by a car.
Because
you lived across Westheimer, right?
Yeah, which was always...
I mean, that's like you're asking for death.
To this day, the most dangerous place I've ever tried to cross the street was Westheimer.
You might as well try to cross 59 or something. I mean, that's just a bad call.
Mainly because there is a walk sign there. Yeah. But it starts at like 12 seconds,
right?
And you've got to cross all of Westheimer in 12 seconds, and try doing that after about 30 drinks. That's never easy to do.
No,
but I never died. I'm kind of
shockingly.
Like that. I'm sort of like a cockroach that way.
Shockingly,
very hard to
not
kill.
Not died yet.
No. So what's going on today, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. I cut it close today because I have been at Carbach, and it's a very exciting day because My beer is finished, and the beer that I brewed with Eric, I guess it's been a few weeks ago now,
yep.
It's finally finished. It's a little overcarbonated now, so I'm not able to put it into growlers yet. I was hoping to do that so I could bring it to like Thanksgiving and stuff.
Yeah, that'd have been cool.
But I think Monday, Tuesday, we should be able to pump it into some growlers, and everybody seemed to like it, and maybe do they're talking about maybe doing a big run of it.
Nice.
And actually bottling it and letting it get around the city a little bit.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped. It's good stuff.
I'm still working with someone to do my cinnamon porter that we're going to age in Whitmire's barrels.
There you go.
So I just haven't had time because I'm so tied up trying to get this other little business thing going that we have going at the station.
You got too many things in the fire.
Yeah, but
too many irons in the fire.
But it looks like after – and. It won't be that big a deal to our listeners, but it's going to be a big deal nationally for this thing we just closed, and it's actually happening next week, and it may even get bigger than I thought because it may involve one of the major sports leagues being a partner with us. So I'm very, very busy but very excited about what's going on. So if I have to get up and take a quick phone call today, I'm apologizing in advance.
All right.
So anyway, it is one of the odds Wednesdays, so when you call or text or tweet, go ahead and stick odds on things, and we'll see how things play out, man. It's Going to be an interesting show. A lot of the things that we do on Friday we'll try to squeeze in today. I've not seen whether or not we have RJ or any of that stuff because Jong's not here, and things tend to go to hell when Jong's
right.
off.
We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but I guess the main thing is we're going to have to get to all our football picks today.
At some point, yeah, we got to make our football picks. Our college football rankings yesterday caused a lot of buzz, even leading up till after the show. But I do stand by, I think that at the end of this thing, you know, it's not going to be too complicated.
I think it's all going to work itself out. I still believe, and of the four, as much as I, you know, and we talked a lot about the SEC and everything yesterday, and I don't really want to relive that. Of the four that are in there right now, I still think the most likely team to still be there is probably Alabama. I could see a situation where Clemson loses to North Carolina. I could see
Alabama's got Auburn left, which is a rivalry game, and an SEC championship game,
which is a walkover because Florida can't.
Florida is not good. I don't care what anybody says about their record. They're 10-1. They'll probably be 10-2 because I can't imagine Florida State won't beat that team. But that Florida team that everybody early in the season thought was like some big shocker, thought they were really good.
Once they lost their quarterback, they were never the same team.
No.
And they're able to win games because they play really good defense and they play smart football, but that's not going to beat Florida State, and I don't think it's going to beat Alabama either. But so we have some tickets to give away here.
Oh.
But you have to be here, right?
You have to be here to win. Must be present to win. What time are we giving them away?
Let's see. We'll give the people a little time. Let's say
6 o'clock? Or no, 5.
Well, we're not going to
be gone.
6 o'clock,
huh?
I'm going to be home punching the clown. You kidding me?
How about 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock sounds good.
Okay.
And
We're going until 5:30?
Yeah, we're going to 5:30.
Let's do 4:30 then.
4:30. All right.
Be here at 4:30.
We have two tickets to UT and Tech, including a parking pass tomorrow. And really nice-looking parking pass. But they go all out on this.
The things that impress you, Fred.
Yeah, you know, I'm easily...
You are easily impressed.
Exactly. But at 4:30, you have to be here. We're going to give you a code word to come up, and the first person that does it, congratulations. A lot of interesting stuff in the rankings, but the one thing I would point out is, for all the gnashing of teeth, and, you know, I enjoy that we're doing the rankings. It gives us something to talk about. But it is one of those topics that deep down I usually don't like because it's pure speculation.
All right.
It's like, okay, if the season ended today, who would be your MVP? Well, that's something we do on radio, but for the most part, it's kind of silly because the season can end today.
Right.
And it's the same thing with college football. It's like we kind of know who's in the hunt and who wins, and if they keep winning, they'll be all right. But it changes so much, and it's like when you're watching poker on TV and you've got somebody 73% and all of a sudden card comes out and they're 22%. It can all change. So, but I do like that it gets people worked up. In the end, I think it's going to play out the way it's supposed to play out. It usually does.
I think at the end of the day, we're going to have the worst case scenario is you're going to have a team who arguing over who's fourth and who's fifth. And I just think back to a couple years ago where whoever was fourth and fifth would have been SOL anyway. So I don't feel that bad for them. So,
I still think in the end this thing is going to need to be expanded, especially in a year like this where you're going to have a lot of teams that have a case that, you know, that are kind of in the same box. Like, I think if you wind up with OU and Notre Dame and all those guys with one loss, then it's just a beauty contest. But the reality is it's created a lot more interest. It's more interesting than it was just two teams. And, you know, I think it's made college football a lot more fun the last couple of years. So here's how you do What Are the Odds. This is a good one from David on Twitter. What are the odds the 76ers win before the Warriors lose?
Ooh,
that's a good one. See, that's how you play What Are the Odds on What Are the Odds Wednesday. You come up with stuff like that. Very good, David. So far, you're the clubhouse leader.
I saw the schedule for the Sixers the other day.
They do have the Rockets coming up.
Yeah, that may be their most winnable game. They've got a run coming up where things aren't going to get any easier for them. So, and it's way easier to lose every game than it is to win every game. So I'll go with the Warriors will lose a game before the Sixers win a game.
Wow. Okay. I'll say I still think it's close, though. I'm going to say it's 58-42 Warriors.
Okay.
Warriors at some point are going to lose just because you can't just keep kicking everybody's
ass. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But they're 16-0.
They're playing at just a sick level right now, though. And at some point, they'll come back to earth a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. Okay, so we will have Christopher Harris at 4:30, so we'll talk fantasy football. R.J. Bell at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So we will have our usual stuff. Thank you for sending me this, Aaron, which now tells me what we have coming.
Okay.
So we know we have some of our regular Friday things.
So the Warriors' upcoming schedule, Phoenix on Friday. I'm going to go with that. That seems like a W. That's a W. That's a winnable game. You're talking about a team that's, 7-7. They're a 500 team. They should win that. Even though it's at Phoenix.
Yeah.
Sacramento.
W.
How about at Utah?
That'll be a little tougher.
Utah's been kind of a disappointment. I thought they have, be better.
But that's still kind of a tough place to play. And, at some point, the intensity level it takes to play at this level has got to catch up to you, right? And Salt Lake City's a good place for it to catch up to you.
That at Utah is the start of a 7-game road trip. So Utah, the next one is Charlotte.
Okay.
You're going W on that one?
Yeah,
too?
I'll give him a W.
Toronto.
Should win that. Although, again, not an easy trip. It's getting a little tougher.
Brooklyn.
That's a win.
Indiana and Boston round out the trip. Indiana,
I don't know. I don't see it. I mean,
Indiana's the best team they'll play over the next couple
of... But they're going to be significantly favored in every one of those games.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe Utah. Maybe Utah, maybe Toronto. Those would be the two.
I don't know when they'll be an underdog again. Even counting road-home advantage, Warriors at who would they be an underdog? The Spurs?
Maybe.
Well, they don't play them for a good while.
Maybe at the Cavs?
Maybe at the Cavs.
Which they only play one time all year?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're in a pretty good spot.
Well, anyway, that's how you play What Are the Odds Wednesday. So
that team is so good, and it's so fun to watch. I know people here, for whatever reason, hate that team. But if you're not watching that team and entertained, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you don't like basketball, you're not going to be entertained.
Yeah.
I think they're a fun team to watch.
I don't think they've gotten to the point where they're like, they've been so good for so long that you can hate them just because of that.
No.
To me, you should be watching and enjoying this right now. If you're a basketball fan and you don't like to watch this Warriors team.
Well, but see, you're saying if you're a basketball fan. If you're a basketball fan in the terms that you're a basketball fan is that you just enjoy the game. Yeah, but if you're a fan of a certain team
that's not the Warriors, you hate them.
Yeah, of course you do. Just like if you're a Spurs fan, you're like, I don't want to hear about Steph Curry and his little daughter anymore.
Yeah.
So, I think you have a different perspective than most people on it.
Maybe so. I think the Spurs fans shouldn't be as salty about the Warriors because they're the only team that's even in the conversation as being as good.
But they're probably tired of hearing about him, too. You know.
Yeah, but then they put their handful of rings on the table and say, oh, that one is cute, Steph. Cool deal.
Yeah, but if they go out and win 75 games, then you're going to hear, oh, they're so much better than you.
Oh, then you're going to hear Bulls fans upset. I mean, the Michael Jordan comparisons, it's all going to come.
Yeah.
It's all going to come. But it really is impressive to see what they've done so far this year. That's a really fun team.
They are, and they're just destroying teams. Okay, I think that's music in my headphones, and we're supposed to be going to break about now. I can't really tell, so I'm apologizing in advance if there is no music in my headphones.
Well,
I'm just insane.
No, there is. When we come back, I got to tell you a little story that happened to me last night.
Hookers and blow.
You ever seen Eddie Murphy Raw?
Yes.
Then this story will be familiar to you. I don't know how many years ago Raw came out. It's over 30 years now. So 30 years later, still relevant. Still relevant. And it was proven last night.
One of the funniest things ever, between that and Delirious.
Someone wanted to fight me last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'll tell you about it.
All right. We'll hear that story and return. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. Better yet, come join us out at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I know the address by heart. It is the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
5. Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. You're sneaking out early. Get your butts down here. It's early for us, too. We're usually right now, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's not a show.
No.
So, yeah, usually it's watching something on the computer that, you know, something like that. But very happy to be here. We're out early at 5:30, and I always love coming to Nick's. And this is the only thing that I regret is that I'm running a freaking 10K in the morning, so I can't sit here and get drunk.
Whatever, dude. You throw up, you throw up.
I know, but I'm going to throw up anyway. I don't want to do it because I've been drinking.
It's a 10K. I mean, you can run a 10K.
No, I can do a 5K when I've been drinking with no problem.
Okay.
But 10's too much. So.
All right, if you say so.
And plus, I've been a little under the weather the last couple of days, so I'm totally unprepared for this thing.
So just don't run.
I'm not going to do that. Huh. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to stumble around there and throw up at the end and then drink like a fish for the rest of the next 4 days.
So yesterday I went, and this is a case of life imitating art,
okay,
as they say. That's a saying, right? That happens sometimes, right? Life imitates art.
Or sometimes art imitates life, and sometimes imitators imitate both. But
okay. Well, I went to a movie last night, and during the
you
movie...
You went to see Creed.
I went to see Creed, and...
How was it?
It was very, very good. Very
I've heard
solid.
Good stuff about it, yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that actor, Michael B. Johnson, or Michael B. Jordan. I don't know exactly how I feel about him. He's got a weird face. And sometimes he's a little unbelievable.
Okay.
But overall, I felt like it was pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, it had some Rocky cheese to it because
right, that's what you're supposed to do.
It's a Rocky movie, so there's automatically some cheese. But I'm watching the movie, and about 30 minutes in, a lady two rows down and about two seats over from me pulls out her cell phone, and she's got a big-ass cell phone. And the brightness is all the way up, and she's like writing an email or something. It's taking forever. I kind of say, all right, well, maybe she's got an emergency going on or something.
Yeah, so you let it go for a couple minutes.
I let it go for a little while, but it's really bright, and it's like affecting me. You know, I hate to be that guy in the movie theater that's like crying about
it. Now, is it a crowded theater, or is there a place for you to get up and go to another place in front of her?
I mean, it was the movie was... It was the first night in theaters.
Okay, so it's packed.
So I wait a couple minutes, and then she finishes the email or text or whatever it was, and then she pops up Facebook and starts scrolling through Facebook. And I'm like, okay, I gotta say something here. So I lean down, and I say, hey, miss, can you turn off your cell phone or go step outside or something? And she turned around and said, why the bleep would I step outside? Okay. She turned her cell phone off, though. No big deal. Whatever. Go back, finish the movie. She didn't turn her cell phone on for the rest of the movie, so it was a fairly pleasant experience going forward. The lights come up at the end of the movie, and she looks back, and I'm making my way to the stairs, you know, the stairs
right.
You're going to go down. And she looks back in that direction and makes the motion like, hey, come over here. So I assume she's going to apologize for being a C word, a terrible, awful person.
Right.
And,
horrible human being.
Right.
Inconsiderate.
Yeah. So I walk over there, and she's like, what's your problem? And I assume that she's talking about the original incident. I was like, she's had your cell phone on during the movie. It doesn't make sense. She's like, why did you come over here? And I said, you waved me over here. And now I'm thinking, you crazy-ass woman. And she's with, I'm assuming, her husband. And her husband is kind of like trying to defuse the whole situation. He realizes that she's not in the right here. And eventually she goes, she's like, I was talking to my bleeping kids. I'm not talking to you. I don't give a bleep about you. And I said, okay, that's fine. No big deal. So they walk out, and like, as I'm stuck on the stairs waiting to get down, and she's acting like her husband's having to hold her back.
God.
She's like, what's your problem? What is your problem? Keeps like screaming at me, what's your problem? And then she says, you're a bleeping loser. And that's the theme for the next minute or two, is that I am a loser. And she repeats it over and over. And listen, I'm not the kind of guy to go around like punking girls out. But
Well, I know you have a threshold, and when that threshold goes,
dude. And listen, I'm trying to be as zen as I can be. I'm trying my best, and I'm thinking, you got these kids here, and you're going to act a fool like this in front of these kids. But we get outside the theater, and she's still there, still barking at me. And now I'm guessing there's a grown man who, I don't know if it's her kid. I mean, he's a 20-something dude, humongous dude, like wide, big boy.
A fatty.
I mean, he's very thick. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And he and the husband are clearly like trying to say, hey, it's no big deal. Sorry, man. Just go on. No, you know, whatever. And she's still, you're a bleeping loser. You mother bleeping loser. And I'm almost to the point where I'm saying, hey, you need to get your bitch in check. You need to settle this chick down before it gets up. But then I know if I say that, it turns full contact instantly. You know, like if you
right,
you say that about a guy's mom or wife, it's about to go next level.
Yeah.
And part of me was prepared for that, but then part of me's like, dude, I'm a 35-year-old man. I'm not going to get in a fight outside a movie theater because a woman's calling me a loser. Well, then I start. Eventually, I'm walking out, and the whole way she's behind me yelling that I'm a loser, and her husband's trying to shut her up. I don't know if she's drunk. I don't know what's going on. But then I start to think about Eddie Murphy Raw, and there's a part in there about when white guys saw Rocky, specifically Rocky II, all of a sudden little white guys thought that they could beat up big black guys.
Italian.
Italian specifically, yes. But, you know, it goes into a whole spiel about some little white guy walking up and trying to make this black guy pay for his candy. If you hadn't heard Eddie Murphy Raw by now, I don't know what's wrong
with
you.
Well, you can find it on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you need to have seen that if you care about it laughing. And I know Eddie Murphy's like kind of a weird dude now, but there was a time when Eddie Murphy was the funniest man in the world. And Raw is it epitomizes what Eddie Murphy was at his peak. And then I started thinking, how funny is it that I'm at Creed where the black guy is the hero of the story, and now I walk outside of Creed, and a 5-foot-tall black woman is trying to fight me as a 6-foot-3 white man. It was almost it's almost like roles reversed from Eddie Murphy Raw to a T. But she didn't end up in the ambulance. I did not go that far, but it was very funny. And Here's you know, I talk about all the time about just common courtesy.
Yeah.
And how you shouldn't recline your seat back because on the airplane, because that 2 inches hurts the person behind you way more than it helps you. You don't need to be on Facebook in the movie theater.
Well, if it's distracting everybody else especially, and
what, yeah. Fred, what reason ever, if you go to a movie theater, you pay $11-$13 for a ticket.
Well, it sounds
what,
like
what
it,
you,
it
what
sounds like she
Facebook?
Was dragged in there by kids and husband or whatever.
I don't know. I think she got pretty charged up by Adonis Creed. I think she thinks she's the next world champ.
Well, I would say your only mistake in that thing was going over when she waved over.
Oh, I was going to say, thought I should have hit her.
No. Well.
Okay.
No. But I would have.
I thought she was trying to apologize.
Well, screw that. Why do you really need an apology from somebody at that
because
point? Just go home.
You're right. I didn't need it, but she unnecessarily cussed me when I asked her to turn her phone off. And I thought maybe she realizes this was a stupid ass thing to do, and she's going to be a better human and try to make things right.
But anybody that's
I was clearly
a
wrong.
Big enough dickweed to do that is not going to apologize to you.
You're right.
So. And I'll be honest, I would have been, if she kept yelling at me, I would have either gotten security or the police and said this woman's a menace and needs to be arrested. Because I will be a dick that way.
I'm not a snitch, Fred.
Rather than get in a situation where I'm going to get in a fight with a crazy woman.
Not me.
I'm getting her ass arrested, brother.
I call thing one and thing two and let them things fly.
Uh-huh. And then we're sitting here talking about how you should all the time we've talked about domestic violence and you should never hit a woman.
No, I wasn't going to hit the woman. I was going to bleep talk the woman into the men fighting.
Yeah, that woman was going to hit you.
Oh,
and then
that's
you were going to have to fight back. And then we imagine what the show would be like today. AJ's having to apologize for hitting a woman.
No, I'd be in jail. I'd be in jail right now.
I would have bailed you out in time for the show. Come on.
No.
Jeez. I got good lawyers. You'd have been out. And when my lawyers were done with her, she'd be in Huntsville for the next 30 years. That's how we would roll. All right, we got to go to break. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And so we're having a little internet issue, so if you're texting us or tweeting us right now, we may or may not be getting it. Well, if you're texting us, I know we're not getting it.
Yeah.
If you're tweeting us,
I can get it on my phone.
Trying to get it set up on my phone. So I would just say you have too much to lose to be messing with anybody anymore. I mean, you're a big star. You're supposed to avoid this crap.
You know, would this be nice.
Yeah, you know, this is the wisdom of being old. I've learned to walk away from these situations. And if I can't walk away, I've learned to call in the cavalry to take care of it and not get involved at all because there's no point. Because then you're all over the front page of the Chronicle. Hoffman beats up woman. Radio star from ESPN 97.5 gets in fight outside of Creed. And, well, it would help ratings. It would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then we got to go through the hassle of bailing you out of jail and getting a lawyer and all this crap. It's not worth it, man.
It's like a holiday. You know, it's not the time to be going to jail.
No, you know? Man, you don't want to be in jail on Thanksgiving.
No.
Of course, I bet you there's a special meal. If you're in county for Thanksgiving,
sure. It's a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, but it's that turkey that's been in the plastic for six months.
Super slimy.
Yeah. You don't even get mayonnaise with it.
No.
So.
No, but it's there's no mayonnaise on it. But
you get ketchup.
There's still like a sort of white film that you think might be some kind of mayonnaise.
But that was from whatever happened last night.
Yeah,
it's all
terrible.
Anyway. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We probably could take a phone call or two. So, but you'll have to be in charge of that, Aaron. Anyway, I don't even know where to go with this now.
I don't either.
I don't know why people – that's one thing. If you go to a movie, I've had to take texts before, and I get up and walk outside.
It's not rocket science, Fred.
No. I mean, and I feel guilty about having to walk past people, but if it's something really important that I have to deal with, I'm not going to deal with it in the movie theater. Now, if there's eight people in there, I might go up in the corner where nobody can see me. But if it's full, of course, I don't go first night of anything. I always go when there's only like eight people.
Here's the other thing you could do. There's a control on your phone to adjust the brightness.
You don't have to have that thing blazing like the sun in the middle of the movie theater. People are going to
notice
that.
If they want to dick with you, sure they do.
And it's one thing, like I said, if she was just answering that text or email, whatever it was, maybe there was something going on that she had to take care of. What if you've got, I mean, if you're on Facebook, I clearly care about this movie more than you do, so get out.
But that's not, she's not thinking about what you care about. That's a problem. She's worried about herself.
They do a whole thing before every movie now. There's like a whole presentation.
You think she's watching that? If she's on Facebook during a movie, do you think she's paying any attention to the please don't text thing? Ooh.
You see why I don't, this is why you're always like, I don't know why you hate people. You know exactly why I don't like anybody.
I know, but you know, no.
People are stupid. They're awful. It's terrible.
Some people are, yes.
Most people.
No, it's not most people. I stick to my 95% of people are awesome.
No.
But it's the 5% that bleep it up for the rest
of us.
That's
crazy talk.
Okay. It's 95% of the people I know.
That's crazy. I'm like Donald Trump in that situation. You're arguing like a liberal argument. Like
how is that a liberal argument?
You can't let the small percentage
ruin
it for everybody.
Listen, no.
I'm like Donald Trump. All you idiots over there, build a wall around me where none of you can interact with me.
No, wait. How is that a liberal argument? I'm all for taking a shotgun and blowing away the 5%.
Well, that's a little bit different.
Okay. So don't call me liberal, damn it.
You can't just go shooting people. You're telling me I can't punch somebody at the movie. You can't go shoot them with a shotgun. That's way worse.
Well, just line them all up, the whole 5% that do stuff like that are complete idiots.
First of all, that's a terrible gun choice. Why would you use a shotgun in that situation? You're not killing birds.
Well, because I'm going to have them all in one place, and I want to try to get two or three at a time.
No.
Because there's a bunch of them. Yeah, 5% of the population's a lot.
You just need to drop a bomb.
Okay. We could do that. Just put them all on an island and boom.
There's no island that will fit all the stupid people in the world. There is not an island.
We should have a test. This is what we should do, is make people take a test as to whether or not they're a-holes. And if they fail the test, then...
they die.
Well, we do it quiet.
Simple.
We do it all in one day, just like the leftovers where they all disappeared.
No, I think it should be like Black Friday. Like, I should have just a booth, and there should be a line around the block of people, and I'm going to spend about 2 minutes with them. And after about 2 minutes, I'm going to know whether or not which pool they should go in. It's either you live or you die. And I could thin things out in a hurry, Fred. I could thin the herd.
It would be a much better world if we got rid of the 5%.
It's way more than 5%, bro.
Well, I disagree. It's just those.
It's about half.
I can't go with you on that.
Okay.
I don't think it's that many. Although, ask me again when I drive home and get stuck in traffic with these knuckleheads cutting me off in their Mercedes. See, and
what about the lady that worked at the United counter?
Oh, I hope she dies. She's a 5%er.
Okay, no, there's more than 5%.
No, it's just that they're the ones that are nice and courteous. We never talk about because there's so many of them.
No,
I mean there's no reason to get upset over them. But yes, the woman at the United counter, yeah, she goes in the death box.
Well, she's gonna have plenty of company.
I think this woman that you saw last night belongs in the death box. But, I don't necessarily want to kill them. Let's just, like, send them all to Australia. It's what the English did in the first place, right?
That's true.
Yeah? We'll pay for their trips. We'll just say, all right, all you guys who own Mercedes who cut us off in traffic.
Dude, you think Australia wants all these idiot immigrants?
Well, we'll trade for the Aussies who are a lot of fun. I like Australians.
That's true.
We'll just do a straight trade. You can have all of our trash. We'll take all the Australians. Boom, done. We'll drink a lot more. We'll have a lot more fun. And we'll have to start caring about stuff like rugby. Other than that, there's no negatives.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
I don't know. All those guys talk really funny.
That's all right, though. It's a little diversity.
I don't know if I want to deal with that.
I'm trying to make it better for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get rid of the a-holes.
I don't know what. There's no answer. You know what? The answer is it's me dying. If I die, it doesn't matter what everybody else does.
See, Sid Bream says it's like 70 to 30 good people, bad people, but 80-20 on stupid, non-stupid.
Yeah, there are some stupid good people.
Yeah.
But I have no tolerance for them either. So the 80-20 is what really matters to me. It's about finding the smart people who aren't a-holes. Because...
well, there's a lot of smart people who are a-holes, too.
I know. I don't have time for them either. That's why I say I need to limit... The amount of people in general in this
world.
You're
really destroying my faith in humanity.
We're super overpopulated as it is.
You're right. But, oh well.
Think about the lines for beer on Friday, what they're going to be like. We got rid of all these people, less of a line.
Good point. Although if these people drank more beer, they'd be a lot more serene and they'd be a lot less.
You think that lady last night, if she had more beer, she'd be more serene?
Oh, I don't think it sounded to me like she was on.
I mean,
something other than beer.
I don't think beer would have helped her with her zen. I don't think that would have balanced her out. No. I think it would have made things worse.
Of course, then maybe she would have passed out and you would have never had to deal with it.
Well, maybe.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we come back, we'll have internet going again. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse. Assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody... ESPN
97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Okay, so we were supposed to have some audio coming back, so we weren't just sitting here ignoring everybody, because that would be a 5% thing to do.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't do that to you guys. All right, so how about the computer now? Do we have the audio now?
First of all, I've been a Browns fan all of my life, and when Pettin says play like a Brown, that means you are the elite. You're no jerk. You don't go out with prostitutes. You don't go drinking in bars. You don't act like a jerk. And that's what this guy is. He's not a Brown. I don't care what the record is. I mean, Gary Collins, Otto Graham, Frank Ryan, Brian Sipe, Kozark. I mean, I'm talking about guys who are not only good, they were great.
Bill, you're emotional right now, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
this is my team.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I'm not going to have a moron come in there, some drunken bum.
Okay.
See what I was telling you about drinking, Fred? It's not always the answer. Sometimes you drink a little bit and then you start crying about Johnny Manziel being a drunken bum because you care so deeply about the Cleveland Browns franchise.
Okay,
that it makes you emotional.
First off, I admire anybody that cares that much about the Browns, considering what the Browns have done for their fans.
See, for me, I feel like anyone who cares that much about any sports team, borderline psychopath. Like, you creep me out a little bit. Like, if you can get so worked up about a sports team that you have, like, an emotional meltdown, I don't want to be friends with you because you're a weirdo. You care way too much about sports.
Everybody's got to have something to care about. Maybe he's got nothing else in his life. Maybe his wife left him.
Try your family.
Maybe his wife left him and took his kids. He's got absolutely nothing. So all he can do is devote his entire life to being a Browns fan.
Try pornography then, because it's...
Oh, yeah, because that's such an emotional attachment. Come on.
Being a Browns fan isn't going to make you feel any better.
Give me 2 minutes of watching this and I'm done with it. There's no emotional attachment.
That's about every Browns game, isn't it?
Well, that's true. But I can't wear a jersey of my favorite porno star.
No, you shouldn't wear a jersey of your favorite sports team either.
No, you shouldn't. That's a different issue. But yeah, if I were going around wearing something from a porn star, I'd probably need penicillin.
If you let what's going on with your sports team affect your emotions, affect your day to day, you've got a problem. This guy clearly has a problem.
Well, he sounds like he's about 90, and he's been around since Kozar and all those guys. What has he got left to live for anyway?
The worst is...
He's trying to avoid crapping himself in the home.
How many tears
this
do you think...
This is all he's got.
How many tears do you think Johnny Manziel has shed over this whole situation?
Well, it goes back to the whole Bronx Tale thing. Mickey Mantle wouldn't pay your rent. Right?
Exactly.
Johnny Manziel's not going to pay his rent.
Johnny Manziel's not worked up.
Johnny Manziel's not going to wipe his butt.
He's third string now. Guess what? The check is the same. Johnny Manziel is going to be all right. He's not that worried about it, bro.
And next chance he goes to Austin and party, guess what Johnny Manziel is going to do?
He's going to party again, and he's going to flip off whoever brings a camera phone around him. He's going to make up stories about when the video was. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. You care too much, old man on the radio.
Eh.
You care too much because Johnny doesn't care, and he doesn't care that you're crying.
Well, he obviously doesn't care about Johnny. He cares about the Browns, though.
Okay, the Browns don't care that he's crying.
No, they don't. They're not going to give him free tickets.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to cut Johnny Manziel because this guy thinks he's a drunken bum?
Well, I don't know. Remember the owner talked about he drafted him because a homeless guy said something to him.
They'll cut Johnny Manziel.
They probably will listen to this guy. They're probably going, oh, you know what? We're not only going to cut Johnny Manziel, we're going to go to this guy's home, and we're going to give him a year's supply of Geritol and a Browns jersey.
I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. I think they'll cut Johnny Manziel when it makes financial and professional sense to cut Johnny
Manziel. Which it probably is going to make financial and professional sense at the end of the season.
Probably.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten on this topic much because I don't know that there's that much to add. I mean, the guy, basically, they told him, hey, this is the behavior we expect. He got his job back and looked like he was at least being a functional player, and then he goes out and does something that he said he wasn't going to do anymore. Yep. And I don't blame the team for saying, you know what, we're out on you, and you need to sit down, and you lied to us. And you know, especially a guy who's got his history, the fact that they gave him, you know, and they've invested a lot in him and gave him the opportunity to go out and say, hey, let's fix this. And he did what he always did. Look, hey, don't get me wrong. I like to go to Austin and party with everybody too, but my bosses have not told me I can't do it.
Right.
In fact, our bosses encourage us to go out and drink and have fun with people.
I mean, if I'd already been to rehab once this year, and then a couple months later I'd been involved in an alcohol-related incident.
Where I may or may not have hit my girlfriend.
Right. Or at least I'm accused of hitting my girlfriend
right.
after drinking. I'd probably relax on my bye week.
Here's a real simple thing.
I'd like to sit at home playing video games and, you know.
Here's an even better one. If you're going to go, if you really feel the need to go out and party with everybody, you hire somebody like Abel. Big, gigantic guy to just stand there and say no pictures.
Yeah.
That's it. Then it's not going to show up on you. You know what they're going to get a picture of? A big hand right in their face.
Yeah.
That's not going to get him in trouble. How can you, if you got to do it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you got to do it smart. Just have a couple of big, gigantic monster guys there that all they do is say no pictures, no pictures with Mr. Manziel.
How about this? Johnny Manziel is a multimillionaire. How about rent out the floor of a hotel and
take everybody's cell phones when they come in.
Bring the party to you.
Well, that's what you do. Take everybody's cell phones when they come in. They have to check them at the door and then party like a fiend.
Yeah.
It never gets out.
Here's a question. Do you think Derek Jeter never partied?
Oh, Derek Jeter. Well, we'll probably find out more when our ESPN nephew at some point will have to come on the show once he marries Hannah.
Derek Jeter partied as much as anybody, but you'll never see a video of it because he's careful about these things. Johnny just doesn't give a damn, and that's why Johnny's not going to have a job. Not only does Johnny not give a damn, Johnny ain't that good at football. Let's start with that. How about you're like 1-5 as a starter? You may want to win some games and build up some equity, some F-up equity, because when you're a screw-up and you're 1-5, the patience for you is a little bit low.
You know who you would put up with doing that? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers,
oh, cute pictures, Aaron.
If Tom Brady was out partying this week, you know who would care? Nobody. You know why? Because Tom Brady's going to show up at work and do a good job.
Giselle would care.
Maybe.
She seems like she's a little high maintenance.
I think they swing anyway.
Maybe. Really?
Probably. I mean, of course they do.
But no, if you're good, and yeah, there's a lot of guys historically, and this is one thing that is funny to me because getting my career started in the old era where there was no social media and all this stuff and there were no selfies, some of the guys that played did ridiculous crap. And I mean, I was – that's going to be really sound old. But when I was in the seventh grade, I was working for the Rockets, as a ball boy or whatever.
The San Diego Rockets?
No, the Houston Rockets.
Oh.
Houston Rockets. Players would come to the game with their wives and then leave with their mistresses, same guys. And
that makes sense.
Sometimes two or three, and vials of Coke and everything else. And I mean,
it's way more difficult to show up with your mistress and leave with your wife.
Well, except all the wives were kind of cool with it. It was weird. But and a lot of guys that were big stars back then. Now a lot of them got busted too, as we all know, from those Rockets teams of that era. But the truth is, some of the stuff they did was 1,000 times worse than this. But there was no social media.
Yeah.
And the reality is, hey, it's changed. You can't get away with that crap. And if your team specifically says, do not get pictures taken of you partying, we don't want to see that, it's embarrassing to the franchise, then, okay, if you're going to do it, there's a million ways to avoid it. Whether it's hiring bodyguards or doing your own party, whatever it is, don't go do it. That's just stupid. And it goes to the irresponsibility that this kid has had from the beginning. And that's one of the reasons I never wanted him on I wanted him drafted by the Texans. And, yeah. And all, everybody's, oh, you're just a Manziel hater. Not at all. Loved him as a college player, but thought he was completely irresponsible. Wanted no part of him. And
what do I always say about quarterbacks? What's the first thing I look at when I'm looking at quarterback prospects?
Whether or not he's good looking.
No, well, second thing is he a good decision maker? John Football has never been a good decision maker, ever. Why is he going to change now? This is what I say. When you got a guy who does dumb things in college, do you really think once you give him millions of dollars, he's suddenly going to be like, oh, well, now I'll act right? No. When you give money to dumb, it multiplies infinitely. Look at Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jesse says, there goes my one crying phone call ruined by the Browns fan. Jesse,
exactly.
If you want to call in and cry, it's okay. It's all right.
We're, you let him cry?
We're here to help. No, it's a she.
Oh.
We're here to help. You can cry if you want.
Let's let girl Jesse can cry if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably crying over Manziel.
Maybe.
All right, let's take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.